AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats in the Senate are making an offer that could end the government shutdown. The offer comes from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Democrats would like to see an end to this shutdown, and we want to respect Leader Thune's desire not to negotiate on ACA until after the government reopens.
The major issue blocking the reopening is the push to extend health care tax credits.
Democrats are ready to clear the way to quickly pass a government funding bill that includes health care affordability. Leader Thune just needs to add a clean one-year extension of the ACA tax credits to the CR so that we can immediately address rising health care costs.
Republicans like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham are strongly opposed.
You're selling a bad product, and that product needs to be discontinued as it exists today.
Democrats are also proposing to establish a bipartisan committee to address Republican demands for changes to the Affordable Care Act. Anxious travelers across the country are feeling a bit of relief as airlines mostly stayed on schedule while gradually cutting flights because of the shutdown. More than 800 flights were called off today to comply with the Federal Aviation Administration's order to reduce service. The Trump administration is asking a federal appeals court to block a judge's order to distribute November's full SNAP benefits during the shutdown. A district judge has given the administration until today to make payments through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. However, the administration is seeking to suspend any court orders, requiring it to spend more money than available in a contingency fund. Cornell University has agreed to pay $60 million and accept the Trump administration's interpretation of civil rights laws in order to restore federal funding and end investigations into the Ivy League school. James D. Watson, whose co-discovery of the twisted ladder structure of DNA in 1953, has died. He was 97. This is AP News. France is mourning its stolen crown jewels as its uncomfortable colonial past returns to view. Here's Charles de Ledesma.
The Louvre artifacts were French, but the gems were not. Their exotic routes to Paris run through the shadows of empire, an uncomfortable history that France, like other Western nations, has only begun to confront. Within hours of the theft, researchers sketched a likely colonial era map for the materials. Sapphires from Sri Lanka, diamonds from India and Brazil, pearls from the Persian Gulf and Indian Ocean, and emeralds from Colombia. There is obviously no excuse for theft, says Emmeline C.H. Smith, a criminologist at the University of Glasgow who studies heritage crime. But many of these objects, she says, are entangled with violent, exploitative colonial histories. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. Ed Donahue, AP News.